Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Oh! Thank you. Thank you. I can Pastor Peter, we want you to tell us what's in the envelope.
$100 bill.
Okay.
It's okay.
Hallelujah. Now, we need somebody to look at the table of contents.
I have table of contents.
I want you to take three deep breaths, Deacon. AJ, yes. Take three deep breaths. Yes, indeed. But I want you to let y'all know that we're going to do it one more time on the 5th of February if we don't get a winner today. All right. Go ahead. Get a mic. You want this mic?
Genesis. Exodus. Leviticus. Numbers. Deuteronomy. Joshua. Judges. Ruth. First and Second Kings. First and Second Chronicles. Job, Proverbs.
Okay. We need to watch that. Start back from the beginning. You left out one. It was Ezra. Okay. Start back in Genesis.
A lot of people in here.
Close your eyes. And look, and there's 2,000 people on in radio land.
And also the family members that you want to
put their names up in the atmosphere. Hallelujah. That needs a touch from the Lord. Think about those people you met over the holidays that say, keep me in your prayers. I need the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Don't forget we are in a new month, a new year. Hallelujah. This month is not out yet. So please keep the redo your lawns and your let me see what else. Don't forget that we have the market calendar, 7 a.m. in the morning for praise and worship. On Tuesday evening, our Bible class. Wednesday evening, our midweek victory service. The second Friday of the month is our men's and women's fellowship. From 7 to 7:40 is men's fellowship. From 7:15 until 8:30 is women's fellowship. Thank you, Lord. Don't forget, this month has a fifth Sunday. Always on, also on Sunday, we have service at 3 o'clock. We have a live service. But next Sunday, which will be our fifth Sunday, we will not have a live service. You will be able to hear one from the archives, but do not come to church. We will not be here.
We'll be out of town.
Hallelujah. Ask God, what can I do with the family? That is minister to your family Sunday.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So have fun with the family. Don't forget, on first, second, and third Sunday of the month, we have Good News Youth Club. And LBQ Stevenson and Brother Malachi Rainey is teaching the children the word of God. We have to arm our children with the word of God. Hallelujah. Our young people are dying. They need the word of God. So arm them with the word. Hallelujah. And on the fourth Sunday of the month, they will have a presentation to the church from the previous Sunday, showing us what they learned in Good News Youth Club. Hallelujah. Don't forget, when you have a chance, to please visit the ministry's website. Go to rymmi.org and see what the church's mission and vision is. And also, visit the our GoFundMe page. That is, go to Renew Your Mind Ministries International as often as you want and donate as much as you want. We are thanking God for the for our building, for our church building. We'll let you know what our marching date is. Hallelujah. We are believing God for the large sanctuary. Hallelujah. Full-size kitchen. Hallelujah. Room for our child care center and offices and classrooms. Hallelujah. And a separate entrance from the daycare center. Hallelujah. And a large parking lot. Hallelujah. We also thank God for the washing stations for the homeless in the northeast, south, and west in Baltimore City so that we can minister to the homeless. Hallelujah. We want to be able to feed them and give them fresh clothing. Hallelujah. And we know God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we can ask or think. And anyone that is interested in the third semester of the Institute of Biblical Learning, please send a text to 443-416-1201, and we will share information with you for the third semester. And on today, we will be draping our honor students from the second semester. Thank you so much. Please govern yourselves according.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Peaches, for the housekeeping suggestions. And Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you.
Thank
we ask that you add signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings to the housekeeping suggestions on this morning. Now, before we go any further, I'd like Elder QB Stevenson, if you would step forward here, please. Come forward. Pastor Peaches.
Yes, sir.
I want you to get ready to do what you got to do. I like to share this. God led us to open up the Institute of Biblical Learning. And he told us, don't call it Institute of Biblical Study, because a lot of people study, but they don't learn nothing. So everyone that's ever been in our Institute of Biblical Learning, they have learned something that they didn't know before, including me. Hallelujah. So we thank God for that. We finished our second semester, and we have an honor student from the second semester. And her name is Elder keeping Jesus. If you would present her with
Hallelujah.
Make the presentation and then pray for her in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Shout out to the Lord Jesus Christ. Put on the quick for the gift of
We thank God for the student, and we just thank God for her sacrifice. Hallelujah. I know it was not easy. Hallelujah. Yes. Father God, we just ask you to continue to bless us. Lord God, continue to crown her head with wisdom and knowledge of the word of God. Lord God, and keep her hungry for the word. Hallelujah. And anxious to do your will. Mm-hmm. Father God, we just thank you for what you're doing in her life. Lord God, where you've taken her, where you brought her. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, for allowing her to be here and be an assistance to us. Father God, allow her to continue to be a blessing to the people, even on the morning prayer line. In the name of Jesus, continue to encourage her heart, Lord God, so that she can continue to encourage others. Use her for your glory in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Let's
give her hand. This means she said an average of an eight.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'd like for Sister Angie Harris, if you come forward, and Deacon AJ, Annette James. so used to call her AJ, I apologize. Sister Deacon Annette James, for both of you to come forward. And if you would come God. So we love acknowledging people who make efforts to learn more about the Lord. Pastor Peace, again, you can make the presentation. These are two students who also have completed the second semester.
Yes. Hallelujah.
In the Institute of Biblical.
It was not easy. It was not easy. Plenty of times people want to throw in the towel. Hallelujah. And some of my hands threw in the towel, but encouraged to pick the towel back up. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you for these two, Lord God. We ask you to continue to encourage their hearts in the name of Jesus and keep them hungry for your word in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for their anxiousness and Lord God, to learn more of you. We ask you, Lord God, to reward them in the name of Jesus and encourage their heart continue. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Is going to be awesome. No time papers.
No time projects. No material you have to submit. Everything's going to be oral on the phone, even testing quizzes.
Yes.
So it's going to be all right.
Amen.
And you need to text past the teachers all the things you're going to get when you sign up for this course. We're talking about Scofield Bible, Strong's Concordance, several textbooks, and you're going to be blessed.
Amen.
If you want to grow spiritually, you need to get involved in the class.
Hallelujah.
You got people from other churches involved in the class.
Amen.
So we thank God for that.
Amen.
Now, at this time, we know every fourth Sunday, we don't have the pastor's corner.
Right.
We have something else. Let me see what we have on the fourth Sunday.
Hallelujah.
Let me see if I can get that. Sister Andy, you know what to do. Come on now. All right, come on up here now.
Don't
go back, sit down.
Have a day to go.
Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the thoughts.
Hallelujah.
And I forgot the
thoughts.
You know I should remember that. Y'all look so pretty at me. I tell you. You had to love me. But I know the thoughts and plans that I have for you.
Yes.
Plans of good and not evil. Jesus.
Yes.
And that's Jeremiah 29:11. Next.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Oh my God, we closed the door with the puppet.
It's okay, baby. It's okay, baby.
It's over. Hallelujah.
Whoever lives in love, God in them.
We got one more thing to do before.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
comes forth.
We thank God for Dr. Helene Russell Bailey.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
Glory.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Pastor Peaches, I need to ask you a question.
Yes.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
What is new ultra microscopic silico volcano coniasis?
It is a disease that you get from inhaling volcano dust.
That's true. Silica dust. That's true. She knows everything. Hallelujah. Can I ask you another question?
Yes, sir.
What time is it?
Holy Communion time.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Holy it's Jesus. Time for the meal that heals.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Now,
thank you, Father.
We thank God for allowing us to deal with Holy Communion.
Yes.
Every service.
In fact,
we have a morning worship. We do a communion.
Right,
every
yeah.
day.
Every
See,
seven
you know,
days a week.
Every 7 days a week.
Yeah.
We don't knock anybody. There are some churches that do it once a year.
Right,
there are some churches that do it once a month. There are some churches that do it once a week. But I've got news for you. I want God to see the blood of the Son.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Every day.
Thank
you, Jesus. Our text is in 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, verses 23 to 30. We lift up the elements of Holy Communion right now. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for the elements. We ask that you would bless, anoint, and sanctify it in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, we bless your name today, Lord. In the text on today, the word of the Lord says to examine yourselves. And we do just that. We examine ourselves. And y'all know, you know, when I was a little child, and I know there's somebody in here that know me from Dodgeville Temple, Dodgeville Cathedral. He was never a little child. But when I was a younger person, every time they mentioned it's time for Holy Communion,
yeah.
I started looking at myself.
Amen.
So he said, examine yourself.
Yes, right.
And so we're going to do that right now.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Father. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Father.
We repent of everything that we said, done, or even thought that was displeasing in your sight. Please forgive us for every sin of omission and commission, as we forgive everyone of everything they've ever done to us, whether real or imagined. We thank you, Lord, that their names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We forgive ourselves. We hold no grudges, no resentment, and no guilt. We thank you, Lord. In the text for today, again, it says to examine yourselves. And we comprehend. We fully understand. We fully aware. Or what the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. We understand this through the light of his word. Isaiah 53 and 5 says he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon us, and with his stripes we are healed. 1 Peter 2:24b says, with his stripes we were healed. Hebrews 9:22b says, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Revelation 1:5b says, he washed our sins in his own blood. Ephesians 1 and 7, Colossians 1:14, Matthew 26:28 says, we have redemption through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Our sins are forgiven through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So we comprehend, we're fully aware, we do understand what the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us.
Yeah.
Now in the text on today, it also says that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves, and for this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai, that means bless be God the Lord. We're taking communion worthily because we rightfully deserve the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we're eating, drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before you life or death. Blessings and curses, choose life that you and your children shall live. Psalms 118, verse 17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Numbers 23:19, God, you said that you're not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. But everything you said, everything you spoke out of your mouth, you shall perform it. Isaiah 55:11, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish. It will prosper in which it was sent. So we thank you, Lord, for your word on today.
Thank you, Lord.
On the same night,
thank you, Father.
In which the Lord Jesus Christ,
thank you.
Was betrayed. He took the bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and declared, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together.
In remembrance of you.
Thank you, Lord.
We drink this cup.
We thank you, Lord, for your healing already, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Your word says in 2 Corinthians 4:18. And Isaiah 61:1-4. But you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. So we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our body. The alimentary system, cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, the integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet. From inside our mouth, out there. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural credit miracles all over the world right now, Lord. Cancers disappearing. Tumors dissolving. New hearts, new lungs, new knees, new kidneys. Wonderful. High blood pressure coming to normal. Glucose levels coming to normal. Supernatural intervention of your healing virtue. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Your word said, my little bullshit, in Matthew 15:26. And hallelujah. 1 John 3:1-2. In 1 John 1:12-13, in Galatians 3:26, and Psalms 100 says, we are your children, hallelujah, and the sheep of your pasture, and the healing is the bread of your children. We thank you, Lord, for your healing bread on today. Thank you, Jesus. Likewise, on the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup. And when he had given thanks, we thank you again, Lord. He declared, this is the New Testament in my blood. My new inheritance. My new gifts. And I wrote it in my blood. Let's drink together.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
The other book says, give it a
thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, God.
That the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Exodus 12:13-23. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 15. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 26. God, you said, bring you into remembrance that we may be justified, and we're made justified by your completed work, O God. No one said, when I see the blood, my when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and none of the diseases of Egypt of the world shall overtake you. When I see the blood, oh, we thank you for the blood today, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins. Our missteps and mistakes, our faux pas and failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, in the spirit of Elijah and Tishbite, we thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to naught, brings to nil, utterly destroys every case against us and our family, every spell, every hex, every vexing. We call on the fire of heaven in Jesus' name on every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex. Fire. In Jesus' name. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, we thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Oh, we thank you. The blood of Jesus Christ covers, undoes, unties, severs, cuts, breaks every ungodly soul tie. The blood of Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion on today. We remember you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Because of who we are and whose we are and what we are. We boldly share our family daily confession right now. We speak for every man, woman, boy, and girl in our family, our brothers' families, according to Job 22, 27 and 28. Romans 4:17, 2 Kings the first chapter, Acts chapter 1 verse 8, Romans chapter 8 verse 11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we're not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens. We're fivefold ministry gifts. We're gifts to the ministry of health. We're brilliant. We're awesome. We're amazing. We're intelligent. We're powerful. We're perfect. We're strong. We're mighty. We're great. We're beautiful. In Jesus' name. Now to him who's able to keep us from falling and will set us focused before the presence of his glory. Be glory to God. Glory. Dominion and power both now and forever. In Jesus' name. Jude 1, verses 24 and 25. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, let signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings follow. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Now, Pastor Peach,
I've
got to ask you another question.
Yes, sir. Read on, Pastor.
What time is it?
Time for the word, Pastor Red.
Hallelujah. He's a part of this Lord. At this time, I want to introduce to some and present to others none other than a Holy Ghost film, tongue talking, fire baptized, demon destroyer, guardian of the altar, warrior of the word, evangelist of love.
Thank you.
none other than missionary Dr. Helene Russell. Let's give her a warm welcome. Praise the Lord for Dr. Helene Russell.
Restore again the kingdom to Israel. And he said unto them, It is not for you to know the times or the seasons.
Don't be so concerned with knowing when Jesus is going to come back. Don't be so concerned either, though you should be worried and concerned about it. But don't be set your affection or your thoughts on when he's going to come back, because we end up just looking up waiting for him to come back. Well, he has told us what occupied till I come. Go ahead.
Which the Father has put in his own power.
Mm-hmm.
But ye shall receive power.
Yes.
After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you.
Come on now.
And ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem. And in all Judea.
And all Judea.
And in Samaria.
Samaria.
And unto the uttermost parts of the earth.
And unto the uppermost parts of the earth.
Hallelujah.
Let's go skip over the 2:1-4 now.
And when the day of Pentecost was fully come,
hallelujah,
they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues, like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance.
Amen. Thank you for the reading of the word.
Amen. Amen.
We're going to go to 1 Samuel, Bishop Missionary, right? 4:21-23. 1 Samuel. Okay.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
As we were reading Matthew the 18th, that's a very familiar scripture because it is the Great Commission. And it should be the basics of all ministry, whether home or abroad.
Yes.
It's the go ye. Say go ye. Go,
go ye.
Ye.
And we as people tend to be clannish.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
In our assembly together for many reasons down through the centuries and the generations, they came together a lot of times to be clannish for protection. Because in their groups they were and families, they had protection when the enemy came against them. But as the various reasons, as time went on, we assembled with those that we had things in common. It wasn't from your family, and you automatically went with people that you had things in common for.
Mm-hmm.
And then it came down to my four and no more.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
Come on.
My four and no more, right? Now, situations like the pandemic escalated it. But the many good that came out of pandemic were prayer groups,
yes,
all over the world.
Yes. Amen.
People had never prayed before started praying. And I tell the truth about that. During this time, technology had increased. God had prepared technology at this time to increase for the pandemic, and you heard the gospel anyhow. Where the devil would have liked to use the pandemic, that you couldn't hear the word anymore, you couldn't assemble according to Zoom and the various situations, but in that God blessed his people, amen?
Yes.
And in that God also gave everybody another chance,
yes,
to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ, amen?
Yes.
So in the pandemic, if you look at that, it really worked together for good.
Amen.
It really worked together for good. Well, generations ago, travel and without vehicles and any technology, spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ was difficult. Say difficult.
Difficult.
But Jesus Christ, it was very limited. Do you know that Jesus only traveled 70 miles outside of his hometown because of traveling? You know, they had to travel by walking, or they rode a donkey. They didn't have anything that we have. But look at the work that he completed.
Yes.
Now you understand a little bit why the go ye.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. He knew that he was limited as Son of God on earth, that he could only do so much.
Mm-hmm.
So when he knew he was leaving, he was going to leave us to continue his work.
Yeah.
And he would not tell us to continue his work unless he was going to provide ways of continuing.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have cars now. We have technology, all kind of ways to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen, amen, amen.
Yeah.
When he gave the command, go ye into all the world, he meant it even when people couldn't see how it would be.
Yeah.
70-mile radius, the 12 disciples, how on earth are we going to do anything? But when God says something, it can be done.
Yes.
Never look at the circumstance. Never look at the environment. Never look at what's in your hand, but look to the God who has told you to move. Amen? Amen. Someone said to me one time, you're doing a great work all abroad and everything, but I have a little problem with you. I said, you do? They said, yes. there are so many poor people in the United States. I said to them, you don't have a problem with me, you have a problem with Jesus. And he said, what do you mean have a problem with Jesus? I said, Jesus is the one that said, go ye. Into all the world. Amen, amen. And when district missionary read that scripture, you see that Jesus even gave not only directives, he gave the directions.
Mm.
Did you see that? What were they? He said, go to Jerusalem first.
That's your home.
Right around here. Then he said, I want you to venture out to Judea, surrounding communities. Amen.
Amen.
Samaria, which is a lot further. Amen.
Yeah.
And he didn't stop there. Then he said, to the uppermost parts of the world.
Yeah.
We have it, right? We have.
Amen.
And no one can refuse that.
Uh-huh.
Amen. Now, what is your calling in that? Amen. He, Jesus, knew the great task was at hand, so he told them to do first work first. Go to Jerusalem.
Amen.
Go to Jerusalem.
Uh-huh.
The seat of worship to get directors to go other places.
Uh-huh.
Well, 120 at his command, including the disciples, went into the upper room.
Uh-huh.
And you know what happened in the upper room. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. It was actually the birth of the church as we see it today. And they received power. Say power.
Power.
Say power.
Power.
And the disciples became apostles and those that were in there, and they turned the world upside down.
Thank you,
as it was then. Turn to somebody and say, so what about you? More than 12 of us here today. Amen. Amen. With power. Amen. So what about you? And it's interesting to me how God does some things. So what does he happen? He caused a pandemic for us to regroup to go back out. Say regroup to go back out.
Regroup.
But probably with some of us, we regroup and stay there.
Right.
Well, you're not different because history kind of repeats itself. Because the disciples and that 120 stayed in Jerusalem, having a good time. They were seeing the works of Jesus manifested through them. They were sharing the gospel. But that was not what Jesus had told them to do.
Right.
He told them Jerusalem, and they hung there. Sometimes God has told you to do some things, and you say, yeah, amen, Lord. But you're staying there.
Ooh, my God.
You haven't moved. So they stayed in Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
You know what happened. God caused persecution so strongly in Jerusalem that they scattered all over the place. Amen. And that's history.
Yes.
And again, it repeats itself. Jesus said this gospel must be preached to all corners of the world before his return.
Amen. Amen.
I want to ask you that question or leave that question with you. What is your responsibility or purpose in this?
Hallelujah.
We all have a responsibility and a purpose.
Yeah.
After I thought about the go ye, the Lord spoke to me this scripture, 1 Samuel 4:21-22. And she named the child Ichabod, saying, the glory is departed from Israel because the ark of God was taken. And because of her father-in-law and her husband. And she said that glory is departed from Israel, for the ark of God is taken. Amen. The ark of God. What was the ark of covenant? That was the entire name of God. If you remember, God had told Moses to prepare an ark of covenant. This ark of covenant would represent the presence of God.
Mm.
Wherever the ark where they carry it, the presence of God was there.
Amen.
It represented items in which God had showed himself strong and met the need miraculously among his people.
Yes.
The rod, remember, that Moses had, and when he lifted it up, the curses fell on Egypt, strongly, and when he left it down, it ended up with Pharaoh's heart, and his heart wouldn't do anything. The rod was lifted up again, and more curses brought upon him until Pharaoh let God's people go after 400 years of praying.
I
always say that. Never get tired of praying. And never let the devil think that God has forgotten you.
Amen.
Never let the devil make you think you've prayed long enough and it's not going to happen.
Hallelujah.
They stayed praying 400 years
400.
In slavery. Say in slavery.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you, when we were in sin, we were in slavery. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We did what the devil told us to do, and we were at his command, and we did that. For how many years were you? Each of us were many years that each of us know were in slavery. But one day God stepped in and released us from that slavery. Somebody prayed for you.
Yeah.
Am I telling the truth?
Yeah.
Well, Pharaoh let God's people go after 400 years. And he used the rod, Moses, as the shepherd leader, leading them starting at the night of the Passover. The instructions, that communion, a lamb was to be slain.
Yeah, yeah.
And the blood was supposed to put on top of the doorpost.
Yeah,
and God said, when I see the blood, I'll pass over.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. And he did exactly that. When he saw the blood on the doorpost, that death angel
back on.
Passed over the people of God, even though it slayed many, many, many in Egypt on that night.
No, but you can't hear it.
Amen. Oh, and that next day, Moses was able to lead out millions of people out of Egypt. I'd like to give my testimony here for a minute. Last year when Kalpa was raging through, and at the time that they start telling us to put on our mask, amen? Don't leave without your mask, amen? So then it started letting up a little bit. Well, my granddaughter was supposed to go to her junior prom. So it's a case in our family. Everybody came over to my house to see her go off. She got her hair done and her little makeup on and everything. Well, my daughter-in-law, my oldest son's wife, is a commissioner in our area. So her and the mayor was out doing something. So my daughter-in-law says to the mayor, hey, let's go by my mother-in-law's house because my niece is going to her prom. Okay, so she came on by. So they came up to my room and said, the mayor is here, Grandma. So I said, you're kidding. So I went downstairs and we're talking, blah, blah. No mask. No one has a mask on at all. We're all right. My son comes upstairs to talk to me, and he says, I've had this cold, and I'm shaking. Mom, pray for me. I laid hands on and prayed for him twice until he stopped. Well, praise God. He said, well, I'm going to stay up here a little on your settee for a while until I feel a little better. Well, long story short, his wife took him home, and then his fever peaked. So he had to go to the hospital. Well, when he got to the hospital, he said, called me back and said, Mom, I've got COVID. Oh, Jesus. You're going to have to be tested. And I started thinking about all those folks that was in my house.
Ooh, yeah.
My granddaughter, that went to the junior prom.
Yeah.
Amen. Her godmother came over to see her off. And she hadn't been out the house since COVID had started.
Oh, wow. Wow.
I said, how am I going to tell her? So I said, Lord, have mercy. The Lord spoke and leaped to me and said, it shall not come nigh your dwelling place.
Thank you, Lord.
So you know, when the word comes
to
you, you can speak the word back to God.
Yes.
I said, God, you said it will not come nigh my dwelling place. Amen, amen.
Amen.
And no one in my house caught COVID. Not one person in my house, amen, when I see the blood on your doorpost. And I remember that some months ago last year I spoke that to my doorpost. I said, God, apply the blood over my house. Let nothing come in here that can remain. And if it comes in, let it go out.
Yeah.
Apply the blood over my doorpost.
Yeah.
It works, y'all.
Yeah.
It works, y'all.
Amen, amen,
amen. 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 And when the blood is applied to your life,
hallelujah.
No devil or no demon in hell can do anything that the Lord will not allow.
Amen.
And whatever God allows to you, you come out of victorious. Huh?
Yeah.
So I have a witness here today. You might have been sick. Many here might have had COVID too. But you're here. You're delivered, God. The blood has been applied. And when the blood applies, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And also when the people of God came to the Red Sea after Moses had led them out. Amen. How Moses? Moses lifted up that rod. And God parted the Red Sea. What did God say to Moses? They stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Now, that's the hardest thing in the world for us to do. We cannot stand still. We always got to do something or say something. We did a little exercise one time with a whole group of people. Everybody be very quiet. Shh. Don't say a word. Shh. A second later, praise the Lord. Tonight, hallelujah. We just can't, even for good reason, stand still. So you can imagine those millions of people, Moses said, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Now that lesson there is stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Now, what was happening in Pharaoh's army was behind them. The Red Sea was in front of them. Amen. And we ourselves don't feel as we were. My first book I wrote was Between a Rock and a Hard Place. Mm. Amen. And I know how the Israelites felt because you aren't going to go backwards. And when you can't go forward, you're stuck in the middle.
Yeah.
And when I wrote that book, the Lord spoke to me and said, you're not between a rock and a hard place. You're in my holding pattern. Sometimes God will say, stand still. Not that you stand still doing nothing. He's got you in a holding pattern. And then when I looked at that Hadosha, when I looked at that holding pattern, I looked it up while I was writing the book. A holding pattern is when an airplane circles.
Yes.
Now, it just doesn't circle when it can't land. There's actually a pattern that it has to follow. Up there until it can land right in the place it needs to land.
Yes.
Sometimes God has you in this holding pattern.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus. And he'll release you only when the time it is for you to land exactly where he wants you to land. Don't get impatient. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he will strengthen your heart. David said it again. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Give the Lord a great hand. And there are times we try to do things on our own.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Focusing before and forcing ourselves. And God tells us, let me work it out.
Amen.
When he says stand still, doesn't mean he's not working.
Yes.
He just don't want you to work and work.
Amen.
And mess it up. Am I right about that?
Yes.
Amen, amen, amen.
Yes.
But standing still is the hardest thing. What do I do when I? He said, be still and know that I am God.
Come on,
what do I do? I pray. I talk to the God who just gave me the instruction, the directive to do. I talk to him. Oh, God, help me to be still. Help me to wait on you. I trust you as you're working this thing out. I may not see your hand doing it, but I trust your heart. And I know it's working together for my good. Hallelujah, dear. So I'm going to stand. How do I stand on the promises of God? How do I stand? I remember the things he said to me. How do I stand? I stand on my knees and watch God do the work. Amen. He never sleeps. He never slumbers. So why are you staying awake at night? Well, he's not. No need for both of y'all to stay at work. He's working it out, glory to God. Back to it. Within the Ark of the Covenant, when they were hungry, God had rained down manna from them. Remember that?
Yeah.
Manna for them, called angels' food, and to feed them. And when they got tired of the bread, they wanted meat. So what did God do? He rained quail all around. What was else was in the Ark of the Covenant? The Ten Commandments. They had been between that God had made the second set because Moses got mad at the folks, you know that, and threw it at them, right? You been there?
Yes.
Have you ever said, I trust in God for this? He has spoken to me. And folks, that made you so mad.
Yes.
But the Bible said Moses was the meekest man that ever lived,
yes,
as he led those people. So God had wrote the Ten Commandments again. It said that was hewed out of stone and written with the finger of God,
yes,
was placed in the Ark of the Covenant.
Yes.
A reminder to them, though I'm bringing you out, you're going to have to go through the wilderness. But I'll never leave you, and I'll never forsake you. I'll take care of you wherever your wilderness is and give you grace.
Hallelujah.
That's another book of mine, Mr. Pitts teaches.
Hallelujah.
Finding God's favor in your wilderness. Have you ever been in a situation and in a place that seems like it's just dark, it's not unproductive, and you feel like you're all by yourself? God has promised to give you his grace in your wilderness. He'll be right there with you, and he's doing something in you. Say in me. He's doing something in you. He's working out some things in you, and so until you can go forth and land in the place of your promise that he wants you to
give a hand clap. Hallelujah. Remember the priests, remember, when they crossed the Jordan into the promised land, they had, God had told them a specific thing they had to do. They had to carry the ark on their shoulders as they stepped in the waters, and the waters departed. Now remember, this was a faith-building exercise, because when the Red Sea was there, Moses lifted up his rod, and the waters parted, then they walked through. Now they had been 40 years in the wilderness. You understand what I'm saying? They had faith there because God supplied water out of a rock.
Yes.
He supplied an angel for who?
Yes.
Quail for me. This was a faith building. Like, so when they got to the Jordan, God said, look, I've proven myself to you. This time I'm not going to part it. With the Ark of the Covenant on their shoulders, representing the presence of God. As soon as the priest stepped in, the ark, the water parted.
Yes.
Understand that?
Yes.
Your faith, it should be built up to the point when God speaks something to you, he's already proven himself to you, you need to walk in faith, then watch God do the work.
Yes, hallelujah.
A lot of us say, well, I'm waiting on God. No, God is waiting on you.
Amen.
To walk in the promises he has given you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. The presence of God.
Hallelujah.
As time went on, when the Israelites went into battle against the Philistines, the Ark of the Covenant was present, and the battle was won every single time. Even the Philistines that knew the significance of the Ark of Covenant, can you, but they captured the Ark one day. I can tell you the history of the Israelites. They were disobedient more than they were obedient. But yet God was always faithful to them.
Say me too.
You know you've been disobedient. You know you have did everything. Say me too. Amen. But God loves his people. And he was always faithful to them. Amen. So when they went into this war with the Philistines, the ark was captured. Amen. And you can imagine how the people felt then. That they had depended on. That they could see. I want you to get this. They rest on what they could see. But God was getting ready to say, we walk by faith and not by
sight.
Faith is what the substance of things
hopeful.
And the evidence of what?
Exactly.
Not seen.
Yeah.
We become so easily as a people to depend on our sight instead of the faith in the God who has carried us this far. Amen? Amen. Amen. Well, when they captured the ark, Eli at that time with his sons, who were all in a backslidden condition, when he heard of the capture of the Ark of the Covenant, he fell from his chair. This was Eli, and you know what Eli was at that time, from his chair, and broke his neck and died. And the husband of that scripture that District Missionary Wright just read kicked that daughter-in-law into labor, and she said, the glory of the Lord has departed from Israel. I want to leave with you a subject. The glory has departed. Say it.
Glory.
So let's regain the glory.
Say
it again. The glory might have departed.
The glory might have departed.
We can regain the glory.
We can regain the glory.
Now I tell your neighbor, don't you dare lose the presence of God.
It represents his glory.
Remember when Moses was getting ready to lead the people into the promised land. They were, again, not doing as they ought. Moses stood still and said, I will not go unless you go with me, Lord. Have you ever been there? Things around you, the environment around you, everything is going wrong. You know that God has told you to do, but it seems like you just can't go for it. It can't keep messing up. And Moses got to the point, but he got to a good point. When you get to that point, you bow your knee to God and say, I'm not going a step forward unless you go with me, unless you lead me.
Amen.
I don't care how good it looks or how bad it looks. You don't want to take one step without the glory of the Lord leading you. Amen.
Amen.
Let's thank God for his glory. Show me your glory, is what Moses said. He was at that part in his life. He was so depressed and downtrodden. He needed God's glory to be manifested. And isn't it great you can ask God to manifest his glory and he'll do that just for you?
Amen.
Now, this is before the cross. Hallelujah.
Yes.
God said to him, okay, Moses, I'm going to do it. And I heard your request and your need. Come here. I'm going to put you in the cleft of the rock. And I pass by. You will see all that you can handle. The Lord, it will be more than enough. Say more than enough.
More.
Hallelujah. Not only does he supply your needs, he supplies more. Do I have a witness here? Amen. Sometimes you're asking things and he's overly and abundantly poured into you and the things that you need. He's opened the windows of heaven and poured out of us. Not that you were so deserving, but because of his love for you. Hallelujah. So he says this to Moses, I'm going to grant your request. I know how disheartened you are. I know how discouraged you are. Just get in this rock. So I'm saying to you, get in the cleft of your rock as you wait on God. He's going to manifest himself in a greater way than you could ever imagine. Amen. Just go into your little closet, Jesus said, in your prayer closet. And when the door is closed, then you talk to me, and I'll speak back to you. So Moses stands in the cleft of the rock, and God passes by. All that he could handle, it was the real power of God, and the glory manifested, and it was enough for Moses. Amen?
Yes.
Raise your hand, say, Lord, show me your glory.
Lord,
show me your glory. Come on, say it with all your heart. You need to tell God sometimes, show me your glory. I'm doing it according to your word. I'm doing the way you want me to do it, but these things are happening. I need your glory right now. Show me your glory. And we need the presence of God in everything that we do. Amen. Sometimes we tend to ask for his presence in things that we do, and we get to the point sometimes, that's all right, God, I can handle it from him. Mm-hmm. Amen?
Yeah. Amen.
Thank you, God, for bringing me this far, for blessing me. I can handle it from him. Amen. But look, you need the presence of God in everything that you do.
Amen,
amen, amen. Amen. And learn how to wait for his glory. Learn how to wait for his answer. Amen? Amen, amen. As the record goes on, when the Philistines captured the Ark of the Covenant, they put it in their temple, amen, among their God, the God named, well, the God's name, Dagon, right?
Yeah.
In chapter 7, their idol fell off its stand. I mean, what can you do in the presence of God? Amen. So they nice and went and maybe this was just a mistake, you know, it fell. Put it back on. Well, the next day they came, it fell off and broke to pieces. Oh, my God, oh, my God. They saw the presence of the Lord. You can't put mess in the presence of the Lord. You can't do your thing in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. He said, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Amen. Hallelujah. Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy strength, and with all thy mind. Amen. The presence of God is not going to be in the presence of mess. Share that with your neighbor. The presence of God is not being the presence of mess. Come on. I want y'all to get that. It will not. It will not. It will not. Amen. 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 All right. How do we retain his glory? Let's go on as David becomes king. And the return of the Ark of the Covenant was coming to pass. And when the news of its return, all the Israel shouted. Can you imagine for being at a certain point of time without the presence of God, and you were accustomed, oh, I'm talking to backsliders now, you were accustomed to the presence of God, peace in the presence of God. There was joy in the presence of God. He met every single need. He said, I am your shepherd, and you shall not want. He leads you in the presence beside the still waters. He makes you rest and lay down when you don't know, have no business of resting. You don't even want to rest. He restores your soul in the presence of God. Surely, grace and mercy follows you in the presence of God all the days of your life. And then the promises, you will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Oh, they missed the presence of God. And they were weary and crying about the presence of God. But it still had to be done God's way. God will never lower his standard for what you want. Let me let that sink. Amen? He will never lower his standards for what you may want. Well, the ark stayed in a house, they said, for 20 years in one house. That house was blessed because the presence of God was there. You know what? Listen, the presence of God can be in your house And you'll be blessed when all of your neighbors will not be.
Amen.
The rest of your community will not be.
Yes.
But your house will be blessed.
Yes.
Keep it standing in your house.
Yes.
So the presence of God can stay there.
Yes.
Amen. Don't look at your neighbor what they have. Don't look at somebody on your job where they seem to have better than you. You desire, you cling to, more than anything else, the presence of God in your life.
Right.
Amen, amen, amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. Well, David is now king, and the presence of God was going to come back to the temple.
Hallelujah.
Well, when David heard this news, we know what happened. Amen. They said David danced out of his clothes.
Hallelujah.
The church would stop.
Nobody
would say nothing about no presence at all. Amen. So, but God had a way for the Ark of the Covenant to come back. And we know what it was. He had already designated. The Ark had to be carried on the shoulders of the priests. Those that were set apart to be used only by God. Amen, amen. And you cannot water down the ways and commandments of God. God commanded this. I'm telling you, whatever the word says, there will always be people that will try to water down that word for you to do something else. Their word is, it don't take all that. You don't have to go to church. But if COVID is now, you know, the enemy will come to the pastors and tell them not to open up a church door again. Amen? Amen. Because listen, in Hebrews, what the word says, forsake not to assemble yourselves together as the manner of some is. Amen? It didn't say a case of COVID. In case of this, it demands us to assemble ourselves together. And the enemy will try to keep churches closed down. Listen, if he can get churches closed down, what do you think is going to happen? Amen? Amen? Forsake not to assemble yourselves together. Amen? He's got a standard. It's called holiness. Say holiness. He's got a standard, and it's called holiness. And without, no man can see the Lord. Well, what happened? The Ark of the Covenant was coming back. They decided to do it their way. They put it on a wagon. Amen?
Yeah.
That's a nice way. What's the difference? Whether you carry it, whether you put it on a wagon. What's the difference? The difference. At least we won't have to I could see them rationalizing. That thing is heavy. At least we won't have to carry it.
My Lord.
Come on, Jacobin, come get your wagon over here. And we'll walk behind the wagon. That way we want to. Doesn't it sound realistic? Some people will come to you and make things sound that. You know, what's the use? They don't take all that.
Yeah.
As long as the Ark of the Covenant get back to Jerusalem, it's okay. Amen. But God has a standard, and it's called holiness. Amen. Without which no man will see the Lord. Well, when the wagon started slipping, and the Ark started slipping, what happened? A man ran up there just to settle it. The moment he touched it, he died. God is serious about his business. Amen? He's serious about his covenant. He's serious about his utensil. He's serious about his presence. Oh, I can go to the book of Daniel and tell, and remember Belshazzar. He had robbed the temple of the gold chalices and things, and he started to have a party of his own, King Belshazzar, a party of his own. And what he made the mistake was, he used the chalices of gold that was in the temple that they served communion out of. Amen. They drunk. He used that. Well, here comes the finger of God again. Write it on the wall. Meeny, meeny. Take a use starts to what it says. Thou art way in the balance and found wanting. God is serious about what he supplies for us. He's serious about us being the temple of the Holy Ghost. He said, told you not to defile this temple of the Holy Ghost, which temple you are, amen? So he's serious about holiness. Say serious about holiness.
Amen.
You got to go back and do it God's way.
Hallelujah.
Some of you right now being convicted, right now, because you got to go back and do it God's way.
Amen.
When you tell that to your neighbor, you got to go back and do it God's way. You know, we step over it sometime and say we're going to heaven anyhow. But you've got to do it God's way. God's way is what? Jesus said, I am the way. He didn't say a way, one of the ways. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no man shall come unto the Father except by me. Say God's way, God's way.
God's way.
When done the right way, the Bible says, David rejoiced. Hallelujah, Jesus. The king was happy. The king shouted. The king was dancing. The king was dancing because he was happy. Hallelujah. Listen, you don't care about appearances. I need to hear some amen to that.
Amen. Amen.
You don't care about things when the glory of God is present.
Amen, God.
Get out of yourself and let him take over.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Raise your right hand and say, I'm going to get out of myself. Today. And let him take over. Amen, amen. Folk will try to discredit you. Folk will talk about you. Look what Micaiah, David's wife, said. And what did she say? Look at the king. Look at the king dancing around like he's like a nobody before the Lord. And what happened to her? Her womb was cursed.
Yes.
Her whole reproduction system was cursed.
Right.
Where she could have another, never have a child.
Uh-huh.
You better be careful how you handle the things of God.
Amen.
As well as you of God.
Right.
You don't want God to curse anything of you. Amen. Where you'll never be able to produce anything again.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
He has given you gifts. He has given you work to do. Amen?
Amen.
So this work can be furthered. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. So Jesus manifested God to us when he told his disciples to go into the upper room, and she read it. Amen.
Yeah.
The glory of the Lord in the Old Testament was represented in an ark, but Jesus manifested God. He told us to go to the disciples to the upper room in Jerusalem and be endured with power from on high.
Yeah.
Amen, amen.
Yeah.
That's just a manifestation of his glory.
Hallelujah.
He wants his people to walk and be filled with the glory of God.
Yes.
Wherever you go, hallelujah. The Bible says Peter at one point, when he was walking down, people would just see the glory of God around him, and if they just got in his shadow, they would be healed.
Yes.
Say, God, give me your glory.
God,
come on, lift your hand and say, God, give me your glory.
God, give me your glory.
And we saw the glory revealed throughout the book of Acts, which is really the Acts of the Apostles. From disciples to apostleship. Amen.
Amen.
We saw what they did and turned the world upside down. Let's
Amen.
Stand on our feet.
Amen.
God expects the same out of us. Don't you dare settle for less
Amen.
In any situation.
Amen.
You want all of God.
Amen.
And some of you, you know the glory has departed from you.
Mm.
And you're doing your own thing.
Amen.
Understandable. History just repeats itself.
Mm.
Amen.
Amen.
But you want to desire the glory of the Lord back in your life.
Mm.
Amen. Amen. Talk to me. Talk to me.
Amen.
Talk to me. You want the glory back in your life.
Yes.
And we told you how to return the glory in the power of the Holy Ghost. Is the glory of God represented in you? Was it the glory of God? Yes. The Bible says they were all assembled in one place. And there came a sound as a mighty rushing wind. And it filled the room much like this. And each of them, like as of. And then there were cloven tongues of fire that set on each of them. Oh, yes. The glory was returning. And they began to speak in tongues as the Spirit gave utterance. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. I say to you today, if you don't have the baptism of the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking with God, you ask the Lord. Lord, I need your glory. Hallelujah. To do the works that you have told us to do. To do the works of the go ye. That we're all responsible for.
Thank you.
The go-ye. Say, Lord, give me your glory.
Lord,
some of you might need to be refilled. Lord, give me your glory.
Yes.
Return your glory to me.
Yes.